Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about NFL Week 4 coverage of the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Miami Dolphins, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What up, Jeremiah? Talking some NFL football now, finally. The Dolphins, one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team, in the National Football League against the Bengals. Struggling out the gate, got a good win last week. Could they be building some momentum? We'll see, man. I can't wait to talk about this awesome game coming up soon.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching our show or listening to our podcast, we want to say thank you. All of your football lovers, all of your football fans that come and watch us because you told them about our show. That's what makes it special. It's what makes us get up in the morning. It's what makes us do these shows week in and week out. So thank you so much for watching live and for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that bell icon so you can get notifications of our show every single week. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Miami Dolphins, what do we have to look forward to in this NFL week?
Well, let's talk about these Dolphins. These Dolphins are looking really good, Jeremiah. So far on the year, they're looking pretty at 3-0. Got a huge, huge win against their rivals with the Buffalo Bills this past week. Won the game in a tight one, 21-19. In that game, Tua Tagovailoa, 13-18 passing, 186 yards, one touchdown, no INTs, only sacked one time as well. So a very good game for him. As for the running game, not much to speak of. As team, 17 carries for only 41 yards, but that didn't stop Chase Edmonds from getting in the end zone twice. He ran it six times for 21 yards, but hey, two scores is two scores, and I know the fantasy owners love him for that. The receiving corps, Jalen Waddle, led the way. This man's had a tremendous year. Four catches, yeah, it don't seem like too much, but for 102 yards. Looked really good there. Tyreek Hill right behind him, bit of a quiet day, only two catches for 33 for the Cheetah. And then as for the defense, right, now, like I said, very good game, very tight game. Jerome Baker led the way, 13 tackles for him. Javon Holland behind him with 10. As a team, they had four sacks. They got that Josh Allen four times. That helps out. You had three tackles for loss. You had nine passes defended, and you had 10 quarterback hits. So they were getting to him as much as they could. No INTs, but hey, a win is a win in a very tough matchup, something that they needed to win to keep that momentum and prove that they are a legit team, and a very solid win for them this past week. Let's talk about these Bengals. Got the win last week against the Jets, 27-12. Joe Burrow had a good day, 23-36, 275, a 7.6 average, three touchdowns. And most importantly, he was only sacked two times. A better day on the O-line for him. For the running core, decent day, not too much better than the Dolphins. 28 carries for 69 yards as a squad. Leading the way was Samaje Perine, 9 carries for 47. And with this receiving core, of course, Tyler Boyd, looking really good. Led the way with four catches for 105 and a score. T. Higgins also had a good day. Five catches for 93 yards for him. And, of course, Jamar Chase got into the end zone once again. The defense, like I said, really good ball game. Only gave up 12 points. Shut him out in the fourth quarter when it mattered most. Davis Gaither led the way with 13 total tackles, with Von Bell behind him with 8. As a team, once again, they got to the quarterback, got four sacks as a squad, six tackles for loss, and 8 passes defended with 9. Quarterback hit. So both these teams were ferocious on defense this past week. But where they did have a slight advantage, they had two INTs. Logan Wilson and Jesse Bates got some picks and were able to get the ball for the Bengals. Like I said, two teams coming off a big win. The Bengals really needed this one, couldn't fall to 0-3. And as for the Dolphins, maybe the hottest team in all of football right now. But the big thing, this is a quick turnaround. This game is going to be on Thursday Night Football. They don't have to wait till Sunday. We get this game early. So it's going to be a great matchup, Jeremiah. And this is might be the toughest game to call this upcoming week in week four, because you have the Bengals who are trying to build that momentum, and you have the Dolphins who have been a freight train. But I'm going to go with a bit of an upset in this one. I think the Bengals are going to get the win in this one. I'm going to go with a close ball game. I'm going to go with Cincinnati getting 31, and I'm going to go with Miami 28, a close ball game. But I just think that the Bengals, they're going to get back in contention. If they lose this one, they're going to have a rough record, man. That you're going to fall to 1-3 on the year. That's tough to climb out of for a team who was just in the Super Bowl last year. I think the Bengals desperately need this win. The Dolphins, they can afford a loss right now. It's early in the season. There's still a lot of football to be played. But I think the Bengals get the win in a close ball game this upcoming Thursday night.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be a nail-biter in that way. I definitely, you know, agree there that it's interesting to see how the beginning of this season has went for so many great teams. It's something that, you know, it really creates a narrative and it starts to really eat at people, and we see that over and over again. But what we'd like to see, you know, is that narrative to be a hero story. So, yeah, hoping that the Bengals are able to keep going. Miami Dolphins looking really great, but what we really want to know is what you think, the audience. So tell us in the comments, what do you think the final score will be? Make sure to let us know what you think the keys to the game will be, and like, share, and subscribe to the channel to make sure that you get all the coverage you need. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, we love you. If you're not listening to the podcast, come and join us, 100 Yards of Football. We are over on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Overcast, anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, including the Believe Podcast Network, which is our sponsor every single week. So just look for 100 Yards of Football anywhere that podcasts are available, and you can listen to our show. Just look for that 100-yard football logo with the 50-yard line football. So I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and you've been listening to our host, Mr. Logan Landers, give our week four coverage of the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Miami Dolphins. We'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.